Anyone else try? Yes.
I found out what this means is the person in the center and not the mind.
Mm. Means you didn't listen to your mind, you tried to hear the mantra.
Yes.
And how did you, were you somewhat successful some of the time?
I could notice when my mind was wandering, and then I was more aware of that, and then I brought it back when it was necessary.
Yeah. Because if we wish to get the result of chanting Hare Krishna, we have to chant without offense. And part of chanting without offense is chanting attentively. So we want to cultivate the habit of chanting attentively. Now, when we were reading about juveniles last week, we came across one purport of Prabhupada that I hadn't seen before. And I thought it was extremely powerful. When Narada Muni told Dhruva the mantra, who remembers the mantra that Narada Muni told Dhruva? Even just saying that raises one's consciousness. So powerful. So where Narada Muni told Dhruva the mantra, the last paragraph of Prabhupada's purport, listen to it very carefully. Meditation should be carried on with the chanting of a mantra. So that means the mind should be engaged also when one chants the mantra. And this is of course true with the Hare Krishna mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. So Prabhupada is saying that there's many ways that one can chant Hare Krishna, but the way that he's recommending is a way of meditation, and one is meditating upon the sound vibration. The consciousness is applied to the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. So chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one, now I'm going to ask you what Prabhupada means by this, and it will be explained later in the purport, but as soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the form of Krishna. Okay, you can try it. Close your eyes and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Okay. Did you see the form of Krishna?
Did we chant?
Did
we chant?
Well, some of us were chanting.
So those who chanted, they saw it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying that if one doesn't see, that means one's not chanting. Then one can also ask the question that what am I thinking I'm doing when I'm thinking I'm chanting, what's going on? But Prabhupada actually explains what he means a little later. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the forms of Krishna, Rama, and their energies. And that is the perfect stage of trance, because meditation ends in samadhi, or a focus on the form of the Lord. So because the form of Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna, the sound vibration, are both on the absolute platform, they are abhinna, or none different. So this, as soon as one chants, one sees the form of the Lord, is the perfectional stage of chanting. And Prabhupada explains it here. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. So that means that it is that one can see the form of Krishna if one chants perfectly, but not necessarily that one will see the form of the Lord. Again, that is a perfection of chanting, that it is indeed possible. And we should one day, hopefully, actually understand the non-difference between Krishna and His name as we chant. Krishna should actually appear fully in our consciousness as we chant Krishna's names. This is perfection. But one shouldn't artificially do it. Try to say, oh, I'm supposed to see the form of the Lord while I chant, so I'm going to put the form in my mind. That is artificial. And Prabhupada explains further. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when chanting is performed offenselessly, then the Lord will automatically reveal Himself to the view of the chanter. So the reason why we don't see the form of the Lord, because the quality of our chanting is not very high. It is offensive. That means we commit offenses while we chant. And a simple way to look at offenses is that it's insulting to Krishna. If you're talking to someone, I don't know if you've had the experience, if you're talking to someone and their mind is going elsewhere and they're doing so many other things while they're talking to you. Have you ever had that experience? Mm-hmm. Many times? Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Somewhat insulted. They're not taking what you say seriously. So when we are chanting Krishna's names but allowing our mind to wander elsewhere or insulting in other ways Krishna, then He will not benedict us with revealing His full form within our consciousness. But as soon as we chant offenselessly, then Krishna Himself will appear in the consciousness. So that makes it clear what our task is as we chant. It is to chant without offense. So there, and Prabhupada concludes by saying the chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration, and without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. So in one sense, the task is too simple for our overly active minds. All we have to do is listen to this, to hear the sound vibration. Now I'm going to read this paragraph again so you get a feel for it. Meditation should be carried on with the chanting of a mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the form of Krishna, Rama, and their energies. And that is the perfect stage of trance. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord will automatically reveal Himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration and without extra endeavor. On his part, the Lord will automatically appear. So that's all we have to do. And without extra endeavor means that we don't have to do anything else. We just have to hear. And that is the simplest, or the second stage of chanting, when we actually try and hear. And try to chant defenselessly. Last week, while referring to the Shastakam verses spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which guide us from the most basic stages of Krishna consciousness up to the highest platform of Krishna consciousness, we spoke about the first four verses of Shastakam. And And we spoke about the practical application of the principles of those four verses to our chanting. So I'd like to go over them again. So the first one, which is Teto Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Navapanam Shayakarai Vachandrika Vitaranam Vidyavarajivanam Anandam Bhunivarajanam Pratipatam Kona Amrita Aswadanam Savatma Snapanam Param Vajayate Sri Krishna. Thank you. So this verse tells us that we should chant Krishna's names. We should chant Hare Krishna, whether we chant offensively or offenselessly. We should chant. Whether we chant loudly or softly, we should chant. The first principle. There's no question of chanting offenselessly or offensively unless we're chanting. So we should chant. Kalona steva na steva na steva bhaktiya niyata. This is the means of spiritually advancing in this age of Kali. The second verse is nam nam akari bhuri nivasava sakti tatapita niyamata smarane nakala itadrasi tabakripa bhagavan mamapi dhidaiva midisamiha nanajanuraga. That not only should we chant, the second stage is we apply our consciousness to chanting offenselessly, avoiding the offenses. There are 10 offenses, plus inattentiveness, pramada. Pramada means madness. Madness means the mind is not functioning properly. And when our mind is wandering all over the universe and thinking unlimited things and doing everything but listening, as we chant, it is a kind of madness, wildness of mind. And surprisingly, or perhaps not surprisingly, it's quite difficult to just simply listen. Unexpectedly difficult. Because our minds are filled with so many unwanted items. And really, when we start to chant and try to listen, it is not that our mind becomes more unruly, but we just become slightly conscious of how bad it actually is. Because all day long, as we go about our life, the mind is just going here and there and running there and thinking this about someone or thinking that about someone, and thinking good things and thinking bad and wanting and hating and fearing and longing for and on. The mind is doing this continuously and we're unconscious of it. It's so unruly and unfocused. So we should try and listen to our chanting. But if we try to listen to all of our chanting, we'll become very frustrated. If you sit down and say, I'm really going to seriously try to hear every single one of the Hare Krishna mantras that I'm chanting, very frustrating, because you can't do it, because the mind is so infected with the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. So instead of trying to hear all the mantras we chant, we just have a simple suggestion. Just try and hear one. And which one? The one we are chanting right now. And if that is difficult, and it does get difficult when the mind is jumping, in a jumping mode, just try to hear one name of Krishna. And that is so powerful, actually. Hare Krishna Rama. Hearing a whole mantra is so powerful. So hear the first Hari. Or if you get to the Ramas and you realize you haven't heard anything, never mind. Let the Ramas carry you to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So just try to hear one mantra. How many of you during the week think you heard one mantra as you chanted? Me also. I don't know this week. Actually, because I spoke about it, my chanting was better on most days. Because I was focused more. What I found that I have good periods and bad periods, but if I don't try and listen to one mantra, there's no anxiety, there's no tension about it, because my mind is going crazy, just wandering everywhere. It's very easy. Just like if you you get in the car and you're driving, but you don't have the ignition on and you're not in gear, there's so much less anxiety because you're not going anywhere. You don't have to worry about traffic lights and traffic and people running across the road. But you're not going anywhere. So what is the use? It's playing only. Superficial. So the second principle, the first principle is chant. Second principle is chant offenselessly. Especially try to hear one mantra and be detached. Be determined. Make a sankalpa. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm chanting, I'm trying to hear this one mantra. But be detached. And if you don't do well on that mantra, try again. It's sort of simple in a sense. Then the third principle, which is Trinadapi Sunichena, Sarodapi Sitishuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtanaya Sahadi. This is where we take shelter of Krishna's names. That even for my ability to hear the names of Krishna, I can't do it. When we're young, or not necessarily when we're young, but we tend to have pride in our own abilities. I can do this, and I can do that. And then when someone seems to be able to do what we like to do better than we can do it, what emotion comes? So what a difficult situation to be in. Because do we want no one in the whole world to be able to do something better than us? So that's a lot to ask for. And really what you have to do is push everyone down, because we're not the greatest at everything. So that's all the criticizing mentality that comes when one is envious. We try to push everyone else down mentally. Oh, this one's not good for this reason, and that one's really bad for that reason, and that one's really bad for that reason. So if we cut off everyone's head, then our head will be the highest. And then we can also cut off their legs too, and we'll be even still higher. And then we wonder why no one likes us. So the third principle is give that up, trying to be the center of the universe and realize we need help. We need help from Krishna. We need help from Krishna's holy names. We are not perfect. We are so imperfect. We are not powerful. In fact, we are insignificant. And how could someone insignificant be powerful? I even heard Prabhupada one time comment on this. He was complaining that he had gotten a letter. He didn't say who it was from, but he said, he imitated, "My dear Prabhupada, I am the most insignificant, useless, fallen servant, and I have a big problem." And Prabhupada didn't explain it, but he just said, again, "Just see." Leaving it to us to figure out how someone who is completely insignificant and worthless can have a big, significant problem. So a real feeling of insignificance is not psychologically helpful unless one, or spiritually helpful, unless one knows where one's shelter is. and take shelter of that shelter, which is Krishna. Everyone in this world is bluffing. No one is significant. Everyone is trying to make everyone else think that they are significant, but everyone is bluffing. No one can be significant in this world. For a short time, someone is a little prominent, and then they're gone. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. No one remembers them. And what to speak of where they are now? Who knows? So when one becomes humble, it doesn't mean just simply feeling bad about oneself. It means taking shelter of Krishna. Oh Krishna, I admit it. I need your help. Very, very difficult to do this. Because the nature of a soul in the material world is to have a very well-developed false sense of self, false ego, and a higher estimation of themselves than is true. So when one comes to grip with one's insignificance, then one can chant properly. That's true, not a piece of it. So even our bad chanting, inattentive chanting, can turn into good attentive chanting if we realize that my mind is so unruly and bad that I have no help, I have no ability to improve unless Krishna gives me his mercy. So there's two parts of every relationship. There's what I'm supposed to do, and then there's the part that the other person is supposed to do. So when we take shelter of Krishna, we're actually awakening our relationship with him, because that is actually our relationship with Krishna. He is great and we are tiny. When we're thinking that we're great, and maybe he's great, but we're great, that we cannot have a relationship with him, in fact, because we're an illusion. So our part of our relationship with Krishna is to take shelter of him. And his part is his business. Fell into my trap. His part is his business. And of course, he will protect us and take care of us. But that's his business. His part is his business, and taking shelter of Krishna is our part, and that's our business. And in spiritual life and in material life, it's always good to mind your own business. Because if you're minding everyone else's business, there's no one minding your business. And then when you don't mind your business, it falls apart. So I found that as a very, and they should have a new, you know, that if any of you use the accounting software, Myob, M-Y-O-B, they don't have that in Israel. It's very famous. It means M-Y-O-B, mind your own business. But we should have a, and it's an accounting software. But there should be a psychological software too. Mind your own business. So the third stage is to Namastraya Kori Jatana Tumi, take shelter of the holy names. All holy names, if you're not merciful to me, I have no hope. And chant, not thinking that as if it's another mantra, but that mood of actually taking shelter of Krishna's names should coat or permeate our chanting. That's the third stage. And the fourth stage, and that stage is, it both breeds the stage of nishtha or fixedness, and also it causes the stage of nishtha and fixedness, and it also is the stage when it's perfected, when one is steadily fixed in that mood. And then the fourth stage and the final stage we'll talk about today is when you try to take shelter of Krishna and become a good devotee and really be focused on pleasing Krishna, what you start seeing is all the dirt and garbage in your heart, all the extra desires, all the selfishness, all the desiring of wealth and prestige and liberation. I just want to get free from the sufferings of existence. These become very apparent when one tries to take shelter of Krishna fully and purely. One becomes aware of one's own impurities. So the fourth stage is that one becomes aware of one's impurities and desires, and it may sound funny, but one doesn't desire what one desires, which is a difficult thing to do, in case you haven't noticed. I have these desires, but the desire to serve Krishna purely is even deeper. I don't want these things, even though they infect my heart. I don't want these things. And then that stage includes a deeper taking of shelter of Krishna, a deeper dependence on Him to cleanse the heart. So we should chant. So we've talked about four stages, so naturally tending towards being ambitious, you know, we want to chant on the fourth stage or something like that, or if we heard the eighth stages, we want to chant on the final stage of pure love and separation, like Srimati Radharani. But of course, we can't just because we want. It doesn't mean very much in this world, I want, because ultimately no one cares what we want. That's the way it is. Sorry to have to be the one bearing bad news, but no one actually cares. Why well, want this? Well, you know what? I don't care at all. Well, that's the way it is in the material world, basically. So we should start trying our best to chant. And then, if we can, we should try to be attentive while we chant in the ways we've spoken of. And if we can do that, and if it comes naturally, we should take shelter of the holy names. If we really feel that we need the help of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, then we should take shelter of Him through His holy names. And the fourth stage that we've talked about is when we become aware, painfully aware, of our impurities. We should not want them and take deeper shelter of Krishna's names. Okay, are there any questions about this? Because whether there are or not, quite soon we should just begin to chant.
How can we differentiate between imagining, while chanting, imagining that we see Krishna and that Krishna is really appearing in consciousness?
I don't have that problem usually. but just listen. If you see the form of Krishna, that's wonderful. No problem. It's wonderful. Just chant and pray to that form, but don't do it artificially. Try to bring the form of Krishna into your mind and the pastimes of Krishna in your mind, because then the next thing you'll start asking your friends, you never guess what happened in my japa today. Because I'm such a wonderful devotee. Guess who appeared in my mind today? You might be able to guess. I know you don't care, but you should guess at least so you understand who you're dealing with. So you have understanding of my exalted position. Oh, by the way, can you help me by doing this and this and this? So, Basically, what our deepest realizations, in any case, we keep to ourselves. So if Krishna's form comes to you by his causeless mercy, we say, no, it's by his mercy, and it's very fortunate. And if it's only, and if it's not Krishna, it's only his form, it's fine. It's not bad at all. That's very good. But we shouldn't try to imagine things and what it means and this and that. Just chant Hare Krishna. Good question. Any other questions?
In the question about Jiva Maharaj, so I don't know if I understand it right, but he was supposed to focus on the form of Krishna while chanting his mantra, and Narada Muni gave descriptions of the form.
That was in his samadhi, wasn't it? But he told the whole process. Maybe you're right on that. I'd have to look to make sure. But he was practicing Astanga Yoga. So the purpose of Astanga Yoga is to, is samadhi, to focus on the Lord. So he told them the whole process all at once. Because Dhruva was so powerful that he was going to achieve it very quickly. So he told them what the Lord looked like, so he could focus on him within the heart. But you don't have to worry about that. You should be attracted to the form of Krishna. But mostly we should try and hear, as Prabhupada said. And everything will come automatically. If we can chant offenselessly. I can't remember fully accurately the frame of reference.
But what about the deity?
If you want to look at the deity or think of the form of the deity and it helps your listening, then do it. It's wonderful. But if you want to, as I once did, have 20 pictures of deities to make sure that you have enough to look at, it's going to distract you, as it did me. And therefore I stopped. Do you want to have a question?
After we finish our 16 rounds, and if we heard a very sweet mantra, we heard one mantra, and we just grabbing to it, and we are so attached that we don't want to do more with that. What to do in this situation where we feel that we heard one mantra and we are afraid to lose this attachment to this mantra?
Even though I don't want to chant my rounds and I'm looking for a good excuse. If you chanted one mantra and you really heard it, but you've chanted 16 rounds, and you're so attached to that mantra that you don't want to leave it. Yes?
It's like if we try again to listen to one mantra, we'll do the whole process again, and we might end up bitter and...
Don't worry so much. Just try and chant and hear a mantra and be happy that you've heard a mantra. No need to create an extra cause of anxiety in this world. There's plenty of real ones to cause of anxiety. Don't worry about it. Okay?
So how can we detach?
By being detached. I'll try again. I heard a mantra. I'm so fortunate. Let me try to hear the mantra I'm chanting now. Okay? What to do? Last question, and then we're going to get down to the real thing. not talking about chanting, but thinking.
If I'm listening to japa, I have a sense that I'm the doer. I mean, is it like that? Am I even when I'm listening to the Mahamantra, am I the doer or not?
Well, there's two points that I can think of. One point, if you're chanting and thinking, well, I'm the doer, I'm really chanting really nicely, and I'm probably chanting much nicer than everyone else. Everyone should understand how nice I'm chanting. That's the kind of thing that the mind gets into subtly when it thinks it's the doer and it's hearing. And then all of a sudden you're not hearing anymore because you're thinking of how wonderful you are and how expert you are at controlling the mind and on and on and on. And you're not hearing anymore. But there's no taking shelter of the holy, true shelter of the holy names when one is like that. Because we're not the doer. If you try to chant perfectly, and you should try it this time, there's no question of you thinking yourself a great, powerful doer. There's no question. When you try to be truly humble, you don't become proud of being humble. Or if you do, you're no longer humble. If you try to become humble, you realize how proud you are. When you try to chant nicely and attentively, you realize how poor your chanting is. And then rather than thinking oneself the doer, one blames everyone else. And they're all doing it to me. That's the way the mind works. So don't worry about too much about what to do, just try and hear. That's what Prabhupada recommended in that purport. Did I actually touch upon anywhere near your question?
Yes, and also I may think, am I doing this or am I not? I mean, not
but
that I'm thinking that, but it just
don't
comes.
Don't worry about it. Just
am I
trying to hear.
Or am I listening?
Yeah.
I'm just supposed
and then
to
you could also think, Hare Krishna, am I hearing or am I listening? Maybe I'm listening and hearing, or hearing and then listening. Or maybe I'm doing both at the same time. And after all, what's the difference? That's the kind of thing the mind will really start doing to you. And instead, just try to hear the sound vibration, instead of worrying about it all. You know what I mean? I mean, it's so many. When we start chanting, just watch what your mind is going to start doing to you. Give you so many things to think about other than just simply hearing one mantra. You know what I mean? So when it does that, just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Start to hear. Very simple. Okay, since it's so simple, let's do it. So we'll start for a few beats. We'll all chant together the same speed. And very quickly, I'm going to say, chant at your own speed. And when I say chant at your own speed, I also mean chant at your own at a volume, loudness, softness that's comfortable for you to hear. Or you can move to sit here if you want to, or there. The person next to you is chanting louder. Then you lie. But the task is always the same. It's just try to hear one mantra. And then you can take shelter of Krishna's names, etc. If you can speak. And it doesn't work unless you actually become somewhat determined. Make a sankalpa, the Sanskrit word is. A determination, a clear determination that this is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to hear one mantra. If we don't make that type of a mental determination, the mind will just go and it will never return. The mind will say, you can chant if you want, but I'm leaving. This is too much. So make, if you so desire, and this can't be done by force, if you so desire, make a determination, your own determination now, that your test now is to hear one mantra. If you so desire. If you don't so desire, you don't have to. This is between you and you. Okay. Let's chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chant at your own speed. What's comfortable to you that facilitates your hearing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Place your consciousness in the past or the future, just try to hear one mantra.
Thank you.
1 month or if not 1 month, for one name. Bring your mind back. Try again. Be determined. Thank you. remember what you're doing, keep conscious. Doing, keep your determination. If you're tired, become aware of it and decide how you're going to deal with it. But listen to one mantra. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Be determined to hear one name or one mantra. Keep bringing your consciousness back to the past. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. to hear how all the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, one should hear the chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't give up. How did you do? Well, think how you did. Raise your hand if you heard one mantra. Raise your hand if you heard one name at least. Raise your hand if it became more difficult as you went along, as the time went along. Raise your hand if it became more easy. Raise your hand if you're tired. 12 o'clock is too late for me last night. I got to sleep at 9 o'clock. I'm a good boy. Anyone like to say something about how they chanted? Yes, the Lord.
The name is actually here, it becomes very sweet to the tongue and to the ear.
Anyone else like to say something? Yes.
It's not someone who goes to the ear, but it's really trying to hear, like with so much determination, so it becomes so much more, I find it becomes so easier, much easier to change.
I was hoping, I don't know, it's probably not practical, but it would be so nice if the devotees one day a week would gather together at some point and chant for an hour.
This is a good idea. They can gather in my place.
In your room. Anyone else like to say something, Peggy?
Yeah, at the beginning I felt like it took me a lot of effort to hear. But as I went by, I felt that it became more sweet.
Yeah.
And sweeter and sweeter. Than any time I did that before the process.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else like to say something? Yes?
It reminded me of the chanting in Vrindavan, because all the devotees, the chanting of the devotees is very powerful, and then the heart is becoming more soft, and Krishna is manifesting that passion like this. So the japa is much deeper, and if I know that I cannot do it by myself,
okay, I would like to comment on that comment. You cannot do it by yourself except very rarely. Now what should you do? You should take that mood that I cannot do by myself and take it to Krishna and say, Krishna, unless you help me, I cannot do it by myself. Not just leave it, I cannot do it by myself. Because if you think I cannot do it myself, then you won't do it. And you won't turn to Krishna. But take it the next step, connect it to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna's names. And then he can do it. And that's what we want. We want him to decide to hear our case. All the reasons we need mercy. Just like, at least in the United States, there's the Supreme Court only hears certain cases that they need it. So we want Narottama Das Thakur praise. Wouldn't it be nice if you became known as the savior of Narottama as one of your titles? So we have to present our case. I can't do this by myself, but present it to him. Not to your mind, otherwise this mind will say, yes, I agree, you won't be able to chant like this very much. Go back to sleep. Anyway, you understand what I mean. Thank you. Any other?
When you encouraged us during japa, it was very encouraging to me personally. So I could remember the words and keep encouraging myself during japa.
Yeah, I think I should encourage myself. I wonder how I should encourage myself. I probably should encourage myself to just listen. But maybe I should also encourage myself to stay away. But anyway, am I dreaming this or am I actually saying this? Maybe I should... Try it here. Simple.
I wasn't able to make a sankalpa. My mind was very talkative. Whenever I tried to make a sankalpa, it just said something else.
It said something else. What did it say? Maybe I shouldn't ask that question.
Is it not that the microphone is not on?
Your mind was talkative. So what do you do when the mind is talkative?
You tell him, I don't care?
No, but next time your mind is talkative, why don't you see what... Sometimes chanting a little bit louder helps. Really making your test very extremely simple. I'm going to hear one name, the first Hari. Make it really simple if the mind is talkative. It's my suggestion. But at least keep the first principle of keep chanting. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? I mean, not questions or comments, but anyone like to say how their chanting was? Yes.
I found that in order to, for me to really hear, I had to really slow down the pace in, for one name, and just make it really, you know, like really slow, so I could actually hear.
And you actually heard?
And I heard maybe one name. One name.
Which name?
It was Hari.
You said that very nicely too. It sounded very sweet. Very nice.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes.
I found that for myself, in order to be able to listen to one mantra, I have to be reminded to be relaxed and peaceful. It's difficult to listen to your mantra. And other things is that if there is any thought or material thought entering into the mind which are not desired, actually you can say, that I identify with, so as long as I'm identified with this, I cannot listen, I have to be aware and to not want it. Then
yeah, in life we have to decide what we want. Life and in Japan, we have to decide what we want. And no one can make that decision, those decisions for us, in fact. Okay. What I'd like to do now is something somewhat different. Let me just make sure it's going to work. I've lost my desktop. There, yes, it is.
It disappeared.
Yeah, that's okay. This is the function key, that's why. A Prabhupada. It's short, meaning it's 10 minutes, I think, or maybe a little bit more. And what I want you to do, if you want to, what Prabhupada is going to do in much of this video is chant, japa. But there's no sound. It was made in 1967 by one devotee named Damodar. And the reason why he made this video is that Prabhupada had become ill. He had been in the United States for maybe a year and a half, and then he became ill. Why did Prabhupada become ill? Because he was 70 years old. Of course, we, Krishna's mercy, but Krishna's arrangement, but he was 70 years old, and he had twice as much energy as any of the young men and ladies that he was dealing with. He would play the drum for 3 hours, he would do this, he would cook all the food for everyone, he would do everything, and translate too. So he was recovering, but then he decided to go to India, to return to India. And the devotees hadn't, in New York, hadn't, they couldn't imagine being Krishna conscious without him personally there. So they asked, can we remember you by having making a little film of you? And Prabhupada said, yes, you can do that. So the next morning, one devotee, Damodar, who was a filmmaker, amongst other things, this was the day that Prabhupada left for India, and he had just been ill, and he filmed him. There was no video at that time. Well, maybe there was, but it wasn't for personal use. So this is the video that they took that was going to be their association with Prabhupada after Prabhupada left. Now he's sitting and chanting his japa for some of the time. Now I want you to watch him just watch him. And after the video is completed, and again it's 10 minutes or so, I would like you to say if you would, if you have detected any of Prabhupada's qualities, and what would you like to say about Prabhupada? You ready? Okay. Okay. Is everyone ready? Now we'll see if technology is going to come through when we need it. No. I'll change it. Okay. That means that other drive. Okay. Well, we're trying to get technology to be good and cooperative. Why don't you try and chant and hear one mantra? See if you can do it in the midst of all this. See if you can do it. First, make a sankalpa. But actually try to hear.
Something that's working if you have the setting.
No, 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 no
Thomas?
Do you know how to
address? No, because I didn't turn off the computer.
Huh?
No, he's talking about it.
Oh. Why don't you put it on? They work on there. Yes. Okay. Okay. You ready? Remember what the test is. Just look at Prabhupada. You can chant. But what qualities of Prabhupada are you going to detect? There won't be any sound.
What qualities of Prabhupada do you see in it? Goodbye. What qualities did you notice in Prabhupada? Yes.
I was very much impressed from how amazingly so internal. He's like completely unaware of the camera, completely doing his own business.
Amazingly internal. Very grave also. Anyone else? Yes. What made you think he was humble? Very internal, very internal. Always like that. You'd ask him a question, and there was never any typical reply. You could never predict what was going to be the reply. He responded from a completely different level of existence.
any other?
And his glance was amazing. He looks like a person who actually saw Krishna.
Anyone else? Yes?
It seems to me like in 1 hour you are talking to the disciples, he was chanting. Right? Yeah. All the time he was chanting.
It was hard to tell because there was no sound. I'll say that.
It sounds like a...
Anyone else? Yeah.
Looks like he's very, very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful. Thank you. Anyone else?
Very relaxed,
but
not
simply
relaxed,
but
his whole body.
Yeah. Yeah, very, yeah. Very much at ease. Wherever he was at ease. Wherever he was at ease. Yes. There's no, like, no coverings over his consciousness of it. It's in his eyes. Something else. This film is very dramatic in its way, though, because he's not doing anything extraordinary. Everything he does is extraordinary, somehow or another.
There is no anxiety in it. Reminded me a little bit of when I see kids playing, not necessarily playing, but when there is no anxiety in their conduct.
Yeah, and it's astounding because he was leaving the next day for India. He hadn't been there since he'd come to the West, and he had suffered since then 3 heart attacks, one fairly recently. Very strong. Anyone else? Impressive?
It looked to me as if he was in a trance, like seeing Krishna in his mind, and he was jumping. And also his glances is very penetrating to the soul. It's like you cannot hide anything from him.
Very penetrating. He didn't smile very much, but when he smiled, you smiled. When he was grave like that, you were grave. He didn't smile much in the video. So.
Prabhupada is shining. Amazing.
His purpose is like a mission. Not living the normal life that you are living, but I'm living.
That you're not living. Anyone else?
He was when he was taking prasadam in Vidhi Ravishan, he said, he's chewing and chewing.
Yeah. And he was 70 and still had all his teeth. Also, he didn't hold the spoon like a Westerner holds a spoon. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Very delicate. All his movements are actually quite delicate. Anyone else?
Very noble.
Yeah. Very noble.
I was chanted all this time on this movie, and there were some moments that I catch myself so that I stopped the chanting and waiting for him, because he was in some thoughts, and I by his deep thought I was stopped in my chanting. I know. So amazing.
Anyone else?
I noticed how easily he goes getting chanting. He's chanting very deeply and then discuss something or finalize something and then again go very deep into his chanting.
There's one time where he did something with his hand, with a real, he was holding his hand like this, his left hand. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Very, very expressive. He sort of, he didn't talk just with his mouth, but his hand. Anyone else?
Very delicate.
Delicate. Okay. Unless there's anyone else that has something to say. Okay, well, yes.
The movie started from the photograph of Madame Lohan.
Yes.
And then it came to film.
Yeah.
Like it's carrying me when everything.
Yeah, no one knew anything about Vrindavan, no one knew anything about Krishna, practically speaking, no one even knew anything. And in my whole life growing up, I never met anyone who was a vegetarian, never even heard of it. There's something completely... There's other videos where he's chanting in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And it's a color one, the one I'm thinking of. And it looks like he's from a different planet, almost. But everyone is, you know, long hair and, you know, in the style of the 60s. And they're singing and holding hands and things. And Prabhupada is just there, playing the drum and singing, but it looks like he just landed there from somewhere. Maybe not now, though, because it's 1 o'clock already. Anyone want to say anything else? Okay, so this evening we'll have a last meeting, and then we'll play with the mystical preaching cards. Play with it a little bit. Have some fun.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Indeed, 6 o'clock. Okay. Guru Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. Please try to chant and hear. Please. Take shelter of the holy names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.